This is Lynn Fosse, Senior Editor, CEO, CFO. Today we're interviewing James Young, Chief Executive Officer of Indiana Business Bancorp, ticker symbol IBBI on the OTC Bulletin Board. First, give me a little background on Indiana Business Bank. What was your vision when you started?
Well, I've been in banking for 20 years, the last 17 in Indianapolis, and was approached by an individual that I've known for a long time about starting a bank. And Indianapolis has lots of banks that have a bank market. And I had concerns about a vanilla community bank doing well in the metropolitan market at large, but I did think that a niche player did have a good chance of being successful. I did some research across the country, found a business model for a business bank. Did a lot of research, went to the 10,000 CEOs of business banks around the country. Gathered a lot of good facts, a lot of good ideas, and tweaked them for what I thought worked best in the Indianapolis market.
What is unique about the Indianapolis market, and what's the economy like there?
The economy in Indianapolis is strong. A lot of construction going on, a lot of public investment, a lot of private investment, a very vibrant downtown, and good balanced economy in the state capital, so that buffers some things. There's major universities close, major companies like Eli Lilly. Very generous in the whole. Those things are kind of pretty well balanced.
Who's your typical customer?
Typical customer is a local small business owner who's operating the company out of assets in their situation. Generally, has borrowing needs less than $1 million. These people are generally currently serviced by a large regional bank that we have that can access 5-8% of the market. These regional banks take care of this kind of client with an individual with maybe 2 or 3 years experience, a lot of varied responsibilities. We're different because we'll put in front of that individual a senior vice president with over on average 17 years experience who will handle the relationship from cradle to grave. There's not a man behind the curtain in Ohio making a credit decision that our business owner will never meet. There's not somebody that, as soon as the loan's closed, gets patent off to another person. You're going to have that seasoned professional handling the business relationship for a long time.
How do you reach your new customers or potential customers?
We're pretty strategic. We don't do a lot of mass media. We do some print advertising and professional journals where we expect to get general sources, PBA Society, Indianapolis Park Foundation, those type of things.
All right, now you've had a change in name, change in structure. Tell me what you've done and why this is the appropriate time.
We've done something that many banks do, and that's a formal holding company. It's currently a single bank holding company, so the sole asset is 100% of the common stock in the business bank. So technically, we're in the business bank course now, trading the ticker symbol. Functionally, we don't operate any differently. It's the right time to do this now because, from a longer-term perspective, a holding company structure gives us more flexibility for raising capital, issuing debt, than we would if we were an original bank-only structure.
So how has business been for the bank?
It's been very good. We're ahead of all the projections we gave our investors and our board, and that's always a good position to be in. We are having success exactly where I thought we would. That's with a small business owner who at a regional bank and is looking for a higher touch service with local people and local people that might not be safe from that.
Now, you've been granted preferred lender status by Small Business Administration. How does that change things for you?
What it does for us is instead of going through a longer, maybe a 3 or 4 week approval process with our SBA loans, we have delegated authority within 24 hours and approve SBA loans on behalf of the SBA. this puts us on the same footing as any of the large banks in our marketplace. So nobody can promise quicker turnaround time than we can provide them to provide with our SBA loans.
Okay. Now, looking at your website, I don't know if it'll be called your model, but focused responses experience. Tell me, and you mentioned it a little bit, but tell me about those three and maybe a concrete example of what you do that's different in those areas.
Well, we're focused in that. 95% of our assets are invested in loans to small businesses or their owners. That's important because our people don't have 12 things, products a month that they're trying to sell. We've got one unique client that we're targeting, and that's a small business owner. All our resources and all our energy and all our time are directed towards that target client. We're responsive. We have spontaneous loan committees around here. Other banks have to go through a lot of layers of approval, either through loan committees or out-of-state people with out-of-state loan authority. We, in general, almost all the deals, I'm the president of the CEO, and I'm meeting the people up front, they're meeting me. We make decisions very, very quickly. We respond quickly because small business owners expect it because they're required to do it in their business. So in many ways, we operate much like our small business owners without a lot of red tape and just get to the bottom line as quickly as possible. And the experience, what I said, our average commercial loan officer has 17 experience. You're not going to come into any bank in this city that's servicing small business lenders for the staff, that kind of thing.
What do you look for in your staff beyond the years, beyond the years in banking, and why are you attracting these people?
Well, it really parallels the reason we're attracting the small business customers. We're looking for the experienced people inside large regional banks. Generally, they have very good training. There are a lot of smart people working at regional banks. There are also a lot of smart people who are kind of tired of the red tape after doing it for 15 years. They think they ought to have a little independence. Or they're tired about their policies and rules being changed from Columbus, Cleveland, Milwaukee by people that they'll never meet. They want to be able to sit in front of that small business owner, tell them what we can put together for them, have the confidence that when they go back to the bank, it won't go through a committee and look like a camel that was supposed to be a horse going through a committee process.
Okay, fair enough. Are there services you're not offering now that you'd like to add?
Currently, we're looking very hard at remote deposit capture. A lot of banks are going through the cost of technology and the efficiency of technology to come to the point where it makes a lot of sense. It's the point where one of our business owners can have a scanner on his desk that half the size of a loaf of bread, and in a matter of a couple minutes, he can process his own check and electronically send his deposit to the bank. So there's no need for them to come to the bank or for our couriers to go out to the car.
Are your customers looking for those kinds of bells and whistles, or is the relationship more important than some of the newer ideas?
The bottom line is it's a relationship, but we want to be able to provide both. In this day and age, with such a sophisticated vendor base working with the banking industry, it's very easy for small banks and new banks like ours to have state-of-the-art technology on par with $100 billion banks right out the gate. And that's really the way we started. You do not have to take a step back in technology to deal with us.
Do you see the need for branches, or?
Now, this business model, as I've studied it, works best in a single location per market. So, Indianapolis, we expect not to have anything more than our original location. We can serve more and more of Indianapolis just by adding additional courier staff and growing that way. And that way, a single location really allows you to control your product, if you will. You don't have different branches with different sellers, different managers that kind of interpret policy in different ways. You walk into a different branch that you usually go into, they don't know you. That kind of stuff doesn't happen when you control a single location. Plus the efficiencies from an economic standpoint just really bear out single location banks make a lot of sense.
Do you anticipate going beyond the Indianapolis market?
We've had thoughts even from the beginning that it may make sense for us a few years down the road to look at a couple relatively close but different markets. Bloomington, just south of the city about an hour. Lafayette and West Lafayette, just north of the city, are home to Indiana University. Those large universities make those economies very stable. The individuals, management, other employees have had 15 years of experience of working in those markets. It may make some sense to not necessarily increase market share that much, but franchise value for us to have a presence in Lafayette and a presence in Bloomington down the road, but we'll see.
Okay. Why should investors be interested?
Well, I believe, one, that the long-term success of the banking sector, the lack of very few bank failures, especially in the last 10 years or so, I think makes it a safe place to be. We are a unique animal and just a little different than other community banks. And there are a lot of community banks out there that you don't have the opportunity to buy stock in. Ours ends up being traded, of course, not heavily, but it is traded. There's stock sales.
What do people miss when they look at the bank from an investment point of view that they should realize?
Well, I'd say that you've got such a diversification in what we do. While we're out there every day doing the same thing, which is making loans, we're making loans to hundreds of different industries. You do have some concentrations geographically just because of the size of the smaller banks. But, unlike the manufacturer that makes the widget and has one customer in one industry, we've got multiple customers in unrelated industries, and I think that diversification has some value to us.
Okay. And lastly, you are the CEO. What do you do all day?
Just oversee the general operations of the bank. A lot of my duties are on the marketing side. My chief operating officer, Greg Gault, and I put the bank together. We work side by side in three banks for 17 years. Our definition of each other is Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside.
Okay. Anything that you would like to tell our readers that we haven't talked about?
No, but I would like to get a web address for you. I could dress down.
Ah.